Detective, are you pouting? Of course you're not. Only you are. Oh, the denial. Detective. Well, if you don't want me to think you're pouting, don't pout. Oh, don't be short with me. I know. You're feeling put out. You're feeling pouty. But it's not my fault. Well, it is, but... I did warn you. I did warn you, detective. So just admit that you're pouting. Oh, you are. I know a pout when I see it. And you're pouting. Oh, I know, this isn't fair. This is so not fair. Do you want me to make it up to you? Do you want me to make it all better? Because I could. I could take your mind off of it. I could, distract you. Ooh, pouty. Oh, detective, don't be like that. I did warn you. I was very matter of fact. I was honest. I was a good girl. I told you that you should not look at a girl like me. Not the way you were looking at me. I told you to stay away. I told you to not. Just not. Don't. But you did. And you didn't stop, did you? You chased me. I didn't chase you. In fact, I tried to push you away. But you were just so determined, you were just so focused. And that kind of focus, oh, it's hard to resist. You're hard to resist. With those eyes and that charm and that smile. The way you touch me. The way you charm me. The way you think that you're the one playing me. I like it. I like the confidence. The way you think you know what's what. It's sweet. It's endearing. It's downright adorable. You're precious. But you're also in way over your head. You're not going to get out of this easily. But it's all your own fault, detective, because I did warn you. And now you're pouting and in trouble. You see, detective, that's what happens when you flirt with the wrong girl. When you chase the wrong girl. When you don't listen. You know, detective, you should be flattered. You should be so very flattered. Because I don't ordinarily push people away. I don't have to. People just keep coming. I'm hard to resist. And a girl does need to feed. Oh, you're so mortal. So simple. I want you to know that I did try. I tried not to want you. I tried not to think of you. I tried not to fall for you. But there's just something about you. There's something about that focus. There's something about those eyes. Something not quite mortal. I think there might be a little something special in your blood. A little bit of magic. makes you hard to resist. But I did try. But you wouldn't let me.
You're delicious, by the way.
And yet, I haven't had a taste. I haven't feasted. Oh, if I had, you would know. The pleasure. Well, you wouldn't be pouting. You would be screaming. Moaning. You would be unconscious. You're not just dinner. You're something more. Oh, detective, you're an idiot. An idiot? It's not an insult, it's just an observation. It's got nothing to do with your intelligence, it's got nothing to do with your instincts. It's all to do with your mortalness, your simplicity. But I'm not simple. You knew there was something different about me and you wanted to know what it was. You were curious. Oh, detective. Curiosity killed the cat. And it might kill you. Because now you can see. Oh, detective. There is so much that mortals don't see. And it keeps them safe. It keeps them warm and cozy in their beds at night. You close your eyes tight. And you pretend that you don't see what's there. Deniability is so useful when there are monsters in the dark. Ignorance is bliss. Curiosity is dangerous and knowledge is. Well, you'll find out what knowledge is, detective. Because you pulled the curtain back. Oh, you didn't just pull it back, you burnt it. You set it on fire with those eyes and that want and that curiosity. And now you're seeing everything. And oh, you're pouting. Because your life just got so much more complicated. You're not common anymore. Now you're uncommon. You see, you mortals. Blind of what's there in the dark. That's common. But you mortals who see us, who want us, you mortals who know, well, you're uncommon. And the things in the dark, me, we're arcane. Oh, you're so sweet. So innocent. So completely clueless. I wonder how the innocence tastes. Oh, I know you're not innocent. But when it comes to the arcane, you are very innocent. Unknowing. A novice. A virgin. Oh, I think that would be delicious. Anything that's supernatural. Anything that's dark and hidden is arcane. I'm a siren. I skirt the edges of the mortal world. I feed. I discard. I fall for detectives, apparently. And you fall for me. And in doing so, you cross over. You burn the curtain. You pout. I like you. And your life just got so much more complicated. But is it really that bad? Is it really so bad? You chased me down. I tried to warn you off. I tried. But I could have tried harder. But detective, you're just so delicious. And when I finally do feast, oh, it's going to be even more complicated. Because you're not just dinner, you're something a bit more permanent. This is permanent. Welcome to your new world. I hope you survive. I have a vested interest in you surviving. And actually, I have a client for you. A client. You're a detective, of course there are going to be clients. Oh, sweetness. You're just too delightful. When a mortal crosses over, when the common becomes uncommon, it's noticed. And you've been noticed. Of course you have. You're so delicious. So you have a client. And it's not a request, it's a demand. And I like having you in one piece, so you will be meeting them. But don't worry, you won't be alone, because I'm your psychic. Your psychic. Your assistant. Oh, detective, while you might be uncommon, you're still innocent. A novice, a virgin. Oh, I like that, detective, I really do. I'm going to lap it up. I am going to not finish that sentence. Because we have an appointment. We have a date with royalty. Royalty. Oh, detective, why spoil the surprise? Why ruin the fun? Why not? Oh, detective, you're so tempting. You're so tempting. But we have an appointment. And it's not optional. It's a royal decree. In my world, if you want to live, you don't piss off the royal family, and I want you to live. We should go. Oh, there's that pout again. I like it. I really like it. Soon. Business first. And then pleasure to talk to. You wanted this, even if you didn't know what you were getting yourself into. This is what you wanted.